How to be helpful. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. At some point between now and New Year's, you'll be asked by the person in charge to help in the kitchen. Here are some things I've learned over many years of helping out. You must resist the temptation to innovate. When someone asks you to help, they usually assume you do everything the same way they would do it. So you need to rein yourself in. For example, when I was asked to crumble the chocolate wafers for the grasshopper pie, my instinct was to do it as quickly as possible by placing the wafers in a large baggie between two sturdy pieces of wood and backing over it with the car. I now realize, unless you can get the wafers to the garage without the person in charge noticing, it is best to use the rolling pin method. Another situation is when the person in charge asks you to suggest a new recipe, and even though you own hundreds of published cookbooks with recipes that have been vetted and tested by professionals, you instead get a recipe online from someoneyouneverheardof.com. Pretty soon, you're Googling how to stop runny pie filling leaking through spring pan. By the way, I have also been asked by the person in charge to carve a turkey, only to discover there's a right way, which everybody is supposed to know, which I thought I did based on someoneyouneverheardof.com. Anyway, that's why we had lasagna for Thanksgiving. So good luck in the kitchen, and hey, I'm here to help whenever. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.